have devotion here on the bowl. This lake, first of all, it's not a sea, it's a lake. It is 7 miles wide, 13 and a half miles long, and 150 feet deep. It's a freshwater lake, and the water that fills up this lake comes from Mount Hermon, where we're going to be tomorrow, and from the Upper Galilee. So there is a river that is called the Jordan River, and that water fills up this lake. This lake has been turned into a water reservoir. We turned it into a water reservoir, otherwise the water would run all the way down into the Dead Sea, which is another 75 miles south of the Sea of Galilee. So that doesn't happen anymore, and we all saw what happened down in the Dead Sea because of the water that is not coming into the Dead Sea from the Sea of Galilee. So 40% of Israel's water supply comes from this Sea of Galilee. So important this is for us. There are different names to this lake. The Old Testament lake, the Old Testament name would be Lake Kinneret. Kinneret. Harp. This is the Hebrew word for a harp. And if you look at the lake, it's shaped like a harp. So that's where it got its name from, the Old Testament. In the New Testament, it's called the Lake of Gennesaret, named after the valley, which is on the northern side of the lake. Yesterday we went to Kibbutz Naf Genosar, and also this morning we're going there. So this is one of the names, Lake of Gennesaret. In the book of John, it's called the Lake of Tiberias. And then, of course, most people call it the Sea of Galilee. But again, I repeat that, this is not a sea, it is a lake. But since we don't have very many large bodies of water like this one, that's why the people called it a sea. The sea is the Mediterranean Sea. But not this lake, neither the Dead Sea. It's also not a sea, it's also a lake. There is still commercial fishing that we are doing in this lake. And the most popular fish is the very same one they would have had here 2,000 years ago. It is fish that you know at home as tilapia. But we call it St. Peter's fish. And by the way, that's what you're going to have for lunch today. Special treat from David. Lunch at Kibbutz Ein Gev, St. Peter's fish today. Okay? So we're going to have a beautiful lunch today at Kibbutz Ein Gev. Fish from this lake. And if you don't like fish, we'll give you a candle. Okay, they also have other kinds of fish in this lake, different kinds of sardines, and they also have catfish. The catfish, by the way, is the kind of fish that they used to throw back into the water. You know why? No scales. Catfish has no scales, so Jewish people wouldn't eat catfish. So that's the kind of fish that they separated the fish its head and they threw some back into the water. That would be the catfish. So most of the fishing is still done just like in Bible days on the northern side of the lake, where Capernaum is, where Bethsaida is, or on the other side of the lake where the cities of the Decapolis are. So just like 2,000 years ago, they still do today. They also fish outside Tiberias, further south from where we are. So they still do a lot of fishing in this lake. Okay, now let me just go with you quickly over what we get to see from here. Here we see the city of Tiberias, which is the only city today. Tiberias has been built by King Herod Antipas during the time of Jesus. But it was built over a cemetery, and that's why it has been considered an unclean city at that time. We do not know that Jesus ever walked through Tiberias. 2 centuries later, the rabbi made a law that Jews can live in Tiberias. And from that time on, Tiberias becomes a very important Jewish town till this day. 45,000 people live in Tiberias today. So it's the only city around the lake. The next mountain that we see is called Mount Arbel, A-R-B-E-L. That's a mountain with a flat top. And this is the mountain where we believe Jesus went up to pray that night. When he came down walking on the water, many believe that he was up there at Mount Arbel. So this is the mountain. It says that he went up on a mountain and there he prayed. So we believe that's where it was. The next town that you see is the town of Migdal. Migdal in Hebrew means watchtower. And that's where they used to build the boats and they used to salt the fish. So Migdal was also a big city at the time of Jesus. Now it's only a small village with some 5,000 people. But in Jesus' days, this was the largest city in this area. And of course, who is from that city? Mary Magdalena, or Mary from Magdala. So she was from the town of Migdal. On the other side of Migdal, we see the mountains, the high mountains of the Upper Galilee. You see, yesterday when we were in Sippori, we were in the Lower Galilee. But when you look straight ahead, you see the mountains of the Upper Galilee, which are also known as the hills of Naphtali, and we are going to go there tomorrow. And way up on top of the hill, you see there is a city. That city is called the city of Safed, or Safat. It did not exist 2,000 years ago, but for us it's a very good example of what a city on a hill would have looked like. So remember Jesus speaks, when he preached the Sermon on the Mount, he speaks about a city on a hill. We believe that was the city that was on top of Mount Arbel, which does not exist anymore. But for us, this is a good example when we look up on this mountain and see the city of Safed. Then a little further down to the right, you see the place where Jesus probably preached that great sermon, the Mount of Beatitudes, or the Sermon on the Mount. It's surrounded by trees. We are going to be there later on today. And on the foot of that hill is the ancient city of Capernaum, Jesus' home in the Galilee. From all places, Jesus spent most of those 3 years of his public ministry at Capernaum. So we're going to spend some time there later on today. Then when you look to the other side of the lake, you see the mountain range over to my right. Those are, ladies and gentlemen, the mountains of Bashan or the Golan Heights. We're going to be up there. And you have seen last night all those lights.
Yes.
Right? Those are the new settlements that Israel has built on the Golan Heights in the last 40 years since the Six-Day War. There is 20,000 people that live up there today. Now in Jesus' days, this part of the land was known by its Greek name, Decapolis. And Decapolis means the 10 cities. Those were Gentile cities. And one of those hills, we're going to point it out to you, is this, where the story took place, where the 2,000 pigs came down on a steep hill and were drowned in the sea. So those were Gentile pigs, not Jewish ones. Those on the other side of the lake. Okay, so this is where the Decapolis would have been, reminding you that Jesus went over to the other side of the lake, and that's where he healed that man that was possessed with demons. Okay, so he did go over to the Decapolis, and after the man was healed, Jesus sent him to the Decapolis, and he became the disciple to the Gentiles in those 10 cities. So this is a very important place for us. And we will talk more in details about that later on. Okay. Are there any questions?